Hello, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello, can you hear me?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, good afternoon. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied with Kamala in the running as being the president of the United States, because that's the way I think it needs to be going, is the way she's trying to take it.
Okay.
Better than that boy that's in there already, Trump.
Okay, so you're very satisfied in which the direction, in the country is headed, correct?
Under Biden right long enough for what he had to go along with when he got to be president. Yes, I'm satisfied with, because he did a damn good job, I think.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one, climate change.
Climate change, in my opinion, is something that has to do with messing with God's time, changing the time, sitting it up and back. That has a lot to do with time change, you know, with climate change. It has a whole lot to do with it.
And using a scale of 0 to 10, how much, is for you, or how much would be for you?
How much?
Yeah, let me repeat it. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you.
And yes, it's important. It's important.
So it would be a 10. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about democracy?
Well, we'll have that if we get Kamala in the White House, her and her mate. If we get them in there, the democracy will stand. But if Trump get in there, you can forget it.
Got it. And you see a scale of 0 to 10? What would be the number you choose? Okay. Healthcare.
What?
Just healthcare, you know, like the insurance. How important this is for you, using a scale of 0 to 10? Or from 0 to 10, what would be the number you choose?
It would be a 10 for someone that really needs insurance.
And voting rights?
Huh?
Voting rights?
Everyone has a right. A 10.
Reproductive freedom.
Well, I will leave that to an individual.
And using a scale of 0 to 10, what would be the number you choose?
I wouldn't even put a number to it. I'll just leave it as it is. Leave it to the individual.
Got it. But the thing in here is, like, you know, it's a zero means it is not an important issue to you. And a
no,
ten
it's
means,
not.
And a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Using a scale of 0 to 10, how important this issue is to you?
It's not important to me.
Okay, so that would be a 0?
Yeah.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
Wages and... What did you say? And wages?
Jobs, like work, you know?
Okay. What about it?
I mean, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you, what would be the number you choose?
I would choose a 10.
10, you said?
Yeah.
And what about immigration?
Property immigration, I would give you the 10. I'd go with 10.
K-12 education?
Mm-hmm, 10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Right now, it would be a 10.
Student loan debt.
What kind of debt?
Student loan.
Student loan.
Correct.
I agree with giving them a 10.
Racism and discrimination.
Against it. Race and discrimination. What are you asking? Am I for it? Am I against it? Or whatever. You're just asking race or whatever. No, I'm not racist if that's what you're asking.
No, I mean, it's just part of the issues. So when we think about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say, I mean, is racism and discrimination?
Well, it's very racist here in the United States, if that's what you're asking.
And how important this is for you?
It's very important.
Okay.
That's why we don't need Trump in the White House, because he's too much with the Ku Klux Klan to not be against racist. Because that's what the Klan is all about, racist. And if Trump is can't denounce him, that's what he's here.
Got it. So that would be using a scale of 0 to 10. So what would be the number you choose?
I'm dead against it, a 10.
In criminal justice reform?
A 8, maybe.
Abortion 8. Rights.
Well, I leave that alone. I would have no opinion on it.
So, using a scale of 0 to 10?
I wouldn't have no opinion on it.
Got it. So the thing in here is, you know, I need to fill out with a number. So you can use the scale. Remember that 0 means it is not an important issue to you. And
well, it's not an issue. 0 is not an important issue to me.
Okay. And what about crime and violence?
It concerned me.
And using a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Would be the number? Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as citizens now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely like to vote.
It's a 10. God give me health and strength to get to the poll.
And may I ask, what is your race? Maybe it's white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, maybe Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle
African
Eastern.
American.
Do you think
African American.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something?
Male.
May I ask, what is the year of your birth?
What does that got to do with the survey? I'm 78 years old, if that'll do.
Okay. 78 years old, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Sixth grade.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Well, it's a sad case if the votes don't count at all. I'm sure it counts.
So, using a scale from 0 to 10, what would be the number you would choose?
A 10.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of powers you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I give it a 5.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So we have J.D. Vance. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have the first option right here, which is J.D. Vance. So you saying...
What about J.D. Vance?
Okay, so remember that I ask you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. So, are we clear so far?
Not really, but I'm going to answer this about Vance, and I'll be through with the whole conversation. I don't know anything about Vance no more than what I've heard him talk about since he became Trump's running mate. And the little that he has come up with didn't make any sense at all, because he just is dumb about issues as Trump are. And I'm going to end the conversation with that.
Got it. But you see, Scale,